This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Policies that define alcohol use during pregnancy punitively as child abuse or neglect were associated with an increase of more than 12,000 preterm births, costing $500 million in the first year of life. Community reinvestment funding by banks in lower-income neighborhoods is declining. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency estimates that banks made $482 billion in CRA loans in 2017, amounting to 4.1% of deposits, down from 4.6% in 2016. Consumers of marijuana in California, where the product is legal, are paying 77% more for the same weed than from an illegal dealer, and retail sales are banned, keeping more sales in the black market. More than 80,000 Kaiser Permanente workers, represented by the Service Employees International Union, have threatened to strike in October. Workers in five other states in D.C. will be voting this month to join California and next month to decide whether to picket. Coalition of Kaiser Permanente unions also filed an unfair labor practice charge against Kaiser in 2018 over its alleged failure to negotiate a new contract. Latest resignations by a NASCAR owner and a country music singer mean that seven directors have stepped down from the 76-member NRA board since May, contributing to a period of extraordinary turmoil at the gun rights organization. According to the USDA, Americans consume as much as 77.1 pounds of sugar and related sweeteners per person annually, which is twice as much as the recommended dosage for a 2,000-calorie diet. In a 30-minute phone call, President Trump caved into the NRA's Wayne LaPierre and reneged on his background check pledges after the mass shootings. Denmark has had to stop criminal prosecutions that rested on cell phone data locations because of errors in the cell data that connected people to the wrong cell towers, putting innocents near crimes and other misidentifications. Before the Civil War, Louisiana was producing one quarter of the world's cane sugar, making Louisiana the second richest state in per capita wealth, with banking capital ranked third behind only New York and Massachusetts. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.